Welcome to the Banega Swasth India podcast. Our focus is on creating a holistic and healthy India for each and everyone. Our goal is Lakshya Sampurna Swasthika, where citizens, individuals, society and governments work together to ensure health for all. Dengue, malaria and conjunctivitis are all a result of extremely heavy rainfall in Delhi in the recent past, leading to a flood-like situation. The government is expecting the number of cases to be more than last year. But why do we see a rise in infections during monsoon? And how to protect oneself? Team Banega Swasth India interacted with Dr. Lancelot Pinto, consultant pulmonologist and epidemiologist at PD Hinduja Hospital, Mumbai, to know all about it. Thank you, Dr. Pinto, for joining us today. Why do we see a rise in diseases and infections during monsoon? Also, what kind of infections are being seen?
The monsoons tend to be a season with a preponderance of infectious diseases. There are airborne infections such as influenza and other viral respiratory tract infections that are quite common. There are water and foodborne diseases such as typhoid and vector or insect-borne diseases such as malaria and dengue, which tend to be quite common in the monsoons. So why does this happen? Several factors contribute to this. There are lower temperatures in the monsoons, and lower temperatures facilitate the growth and replication of viruses. Viruses tend to like this temperature. Because of the lower temperature, because of the monsoons, because of the rains, people tend to crowd and aggregate indoors. And this crowding indoors with a lack of proper ventilation can very often facilitate the spread of respiratory tract infections.
Dr. Pinto, for days, various parts of Delhi were flooded with Yamuna water overflowing and breaching the record level of 207.49 meters that it has touched 45 years back. Now, people residing in low-lying areas like Yamuna Bazaar, Kashmiri Gate and ITO were forced to move out, leaving behind their belongings and living on streets or relief camps as houses were inundated. How does this affect their health?
Flooding leads to contamination of water sources, contamination of food sources, and consequently leads to food and waterborne diseases. If you walk through or wade through muddy waters during a flood, you can get diseases such as leptospirosis, which tend to be quite common in the monsoons as well. Cesspools of water or stagnant water, which very often happen after a heavy rain. So the rain has gone away, but it's left behind stagnant water. These cesspools often serve as breeding ground for mosquitoes. They help the multiplication of flies, etc. And this can lead to a lot of vector-borne or insect-borne diseases.
Banega Swasth India podcast will be back after a short break.
Watch out for our new Banega Swasth India video podcast, Swasth Mantra, the first ever public health and hygiene podcast. The podcast is live on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube in English and in Hindi.
Welcome back to Banega Swasth India podcast. How does one protect oneself from infections during monsoon?
Influenza has a vaccine, and I think getting vaccinated with the influenza vaccine, especially if you are a high-risk person, a person who has risk factors or are immunocompromised, is always a good idea before the monsoons. You should wear a mask when you are ill so that you protect others and you don't spread your own infection to others. If you are high risk or you are immunocompromised, it may not be a bad idea to wear a mask such as an N95 mask, especially when you are in a crowded place or when you are indoors in a crowded place with poor ventilation. I think it's important to make sure that the quality of the water and food that you have is good. So try and drink water which is filtered, especially with a UV filter. Boil water if you don't have access to a UV filter. And make sure that the food that is eaten is freshly prepared and cooked really well. I think it's important to protect oneself from mosquitoes. So if you look around the house and you have stagnant water, try and drain as much of that as possible. Also try and use a mosquito repellent when you're outdoors and you're exposed to mosquito. And within the house, do whatever you can to protect yourself from them, whether it's a net or whether it's a repellent of some kind. Wading through water, through flood waters, is dangerous and can potentially lead to leptospirosis. So if you get a fever, especially after an incident where you walk through water, do let your physician know as soon as possible. So these are some of the simple tips that would help you. Hand washing is something that we should never forget. It protects us from a lot of foodborne as well as respiratory illnesses. And I think that that is of prime importance. And I think with a few practical tips, one can protect oneself to the best of your ability during the monsoons.
Quite a few takeaways here. Hygiene has to be at the core of maintaining good health and well-being. Thank you, Dr. Pinto, for an insightful conversation. It's a pleasure to have you with us. That's it on the Banega Swasth India podcast this week. If you have comments, queries or suggestions on the topic we discussed today or issues you would like us to cover in future, do write to us on bsipodcast@ndtv.com. Remember, BSI stands for Banega Swasth India, and you can also connect with us on Banega Swasth India handles on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and continue the conversations through the week. Till next week, this is Ambika Singh Kama signing off. Stay healthy and stay safe.